Now, most of us are familiar with the story of the lost sheep contained in Luke chapter 15. You probably remember the story. The shepherd had 100 sheep, and one of them becomes lost. Then the shepherd goes out, searches, and eventually finds the lost sheep and brings it home. Now let us keep something in mind about this lost sheep. The sheep that became lost was not necessarily a bad sheep. No doubt the sheep loved the shepherd just as much as the other sheep did. The story does not imply that the sheep was rebellious and ran away on purpose. The sheep was probably simply out grazing grass one day, and it was good grass, and it was good for him to eat. But as he ate, he enjoyed it so much that he forgot the shepherd and just kept drifting away. After a while, the little sheep looked up, he looked around, and found himself in unfamiliar territory, and the shepherd was clear out of sight. Brethren, this is the way a lot of people, maybe some of us, have become lost. We get interested in other things, sometimes even good things, and we become so immersed in these things that we forget to pray. We forget to study the Bible. We become too busy doing other things to go to church, to be with the flock, so to speak. Sadly, we gradually leave God out of our lives. Then, one day, something happens. Maybe it's some deep crisis in our lives. Maybe it's a great need in our lives, and we realize that we are not sufficient by ourselves to handle it. But we do not know where God is or how to find Him because we have become lost. Brethren, as I said, the lost sheep wasn't necessarily a bad sheep. But by being away from the shepherd, this sheep simply had no guide. The little sheep did not know which way to turn. Friends, there are many, many people in the world today who find themselves in that very same situation. They have become lost with no real direction. Brethren, the lost do not need to be fussed at. The lost do not need to be condemned. They need to be helped. They need to be loved. Lord, help us all to follow the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. May we always have our eyes on Him so that we do not become lost also. And let us all be looking out for those who are lost. Let us show our love toward them. Amen.